President Joe Biden signed an executive order on Monday reversing a ban that prohibited transgender people from serving in the military. Former President Trump implemented that ban in 2019. WXXI's Noelle Evans talked with a Rochester transgender woman about what this means for the trans community.
Amy Stevens is a graduate student at SUNY Brockport. She says that while it is a happy day, transgender people should not have been put in this position to begin with.
There are, thousands of transgender members of the military who serve proudly and honorably, and this has been a great distraction to them and to many of those who wanted to join but who haven't been able to.
According to the Palm Center, a research institute focused on LGBTQ personnel matters in the military, just under 15,000 transgender people were in the military in 2018. The military ban was one of several measures installed by the former Trump administration that removed protections for transgender people in education, healthcare, and in the workforce. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.